Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my work colleague, who sometimes I have sex with and procreate with, Chris Ramsey.
Are you talking like this because we're in our office?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does. It feels a lot less marriagey today.
It does, a little bit.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, I do feel a
lot. Do you want to go and have sex in the cupboard?
No, because I was just about to talk about the fact that I don't feel like I'm with the woman I love and fancy because a few minutes ago...
That's what makes it exciting.
Yeah, because a few minutes ago, you farted and then laughed so much that you weed yourself a bit.
Why? Why is nothing sacred anymore?
You record me snoring all the time. So that's the minute you walked out to go to the toilet to check how much you'd weed yourself, I was like,
great.
I know what I'm talking about on the
Thank
podcast
you.
Now.
Thanks for that. It's partly your problem that I do wee myself.
Because
of both of the babies.
Because of both the babies.
Massive, massive, ginormous, gigantic babies that you
are.
Put inside of me.
Robin is a big lad.
He's
I don't
huge.
Know where we got him from.
This one's going to be massive as well.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Anyway, yes. I pumped twice. I laughed.
That was the point. The point was you farted. You're sort of sitting on a flat bench and you farted and you laughed so much. You then stood up and I was like, please say you've shit yourself. But you were just, no, you just weed yourself a bit and you were loving it, weren't you?
But you know what? I'll sacrifice this pair of knickers for a good laugh.
Amazing stuff. Guys, it is episode 84. Thank
oh
you so,
God,
so much.
Is
I know,
it?
I know. Oh, we're recording this on a Sunday because I'm actually, if you're listening to this on the Friday, I've been in London doing the one show all week. So we're recording this on the Sunday to get it out the way.
Imagine if you die this week.
Right.
And then, but this is done and it just goes out on Friday and everyone's like,
if I died, would you still put this out?
I mean, it's sponsored now, Chris. So
that, honestly... Honestly.
We got to hit those deadlines.
Get her in an office and she turns into fucking bloody Johnny Hollywood over here. Bloody, what's he called? Gordon Gekko or fucking Wall... What's it called?
Leonardo
Show
DiCaprio.
Me the money. No, no.
Oh,
what's,
you've
no.
lost us. Yeah,
oh, Wall Street.
Matter.
I don't know.
There's Wolf
something.
Of Wall Street.
But they were gone. But I didn't mean that.
Great.
I meant the other one.
Okay.
Oh,
anyway.
Well.
Yes, I can't lie.
Basically, you
would.
Turn into a bastard is what
All
I'm
right,
trying
yes.
to say. The long and short of it was you turn into a money-grabbing bastard slash bitch.
Great.
Guys... Thank you so much for listening and continuing to like, rate and subscribe. We'll love it. We'll love you. I know I was a little bit down last week and I got some lovely emails and messages
yeah.
saying that even if I was a bit down, it really helps other people who are down. And
that's good.
It was honestly.
Are you feeling
really,
better
really
this
nice.
Week?
I'm feeling a lot better
are
this
you?
Week. I am.
I'm not, so that's good. I think we're just taking turns.
We do, don't we? Mm. We affect each other quite a lot, our moods.
Do you know what it is? We're still in, I don't want to, we're not going to talk about it too much, uh-huh. promise you, yeah. but we are currently still in a local lockdown and I just miss me friends.
Yeah.
I miss me sister.
Yeah.
I miss me brother. I miss me nephews. I miss me best friends. I miss me little Nana.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her for ages because she's 83, God love her. And I just, 82, she'll tell us off. 82, 83. Nana, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
She's in her early 80s, but she doesn't really look at her, I tell you that right
I
now.
Just miss everyone. I just miss them. And I'm it's just, it's hard. But anyway, we're here. We're here to have a laugh. And this
we
always
are.
Cheers us up, so I'm excited.
It cheered me up massively last week. And I hope it does to everyone. I hope it did everyone last week and this week as well. And obviously, without, you know, I couldn't get through the days if it wasn't for the lucrative sponsors.
I couldn't,
just
Chris,
sorting
honestly.
Us right out.
This is what I masturbate about, these sponsors.
Awful.
I do. It's horrible, that, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know why I said that.
It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can't wait.
This week's sponsor is...
What is it?
Roman blinds.
Oh, hey, I love a Roman blind.
They're fucking shit, Rosie. Roman blinds. Hey, does that look nice from inside? Hey, if you're listening now and you don't know what Roman blinds are, they're them blinds that everyone thinks, oh, they're great, let's get them. And they sort of come down in sort of three sections.
They're very posh.
No, they're like a big fucking duvet on your window. Three or four times now, Rosie has insisted on buying Roman blinds. We get them. She goes, these ones are better. They'll be different. They're always shit. Every single time. Hey, do you want it to look nice from inside? Yeah. But do you want it to be absolutely have zero functionality and from the outside there's no pattern on it, so it just looks like you've got a mattress against your window like a fucking crack den. Roman blinds.
I don't agree with this.
Pull it up, open it. Oh no, it got caught on the window handle again. Roman blinds. Quick, pull it up. Oh, the fucking cord's not working. Again, Roman blinds.
Yeah, but Romans were cool, weren't they?
Well, were they though?
I think the reason I like Roman blinds is because I do think I once lived there in a past life.
Oh, Jesus.
As well as, you know, I think the early 1900s, but as well, I think I was Romans.
Oh, so you think you've had loads?
Mate, you can just have them all over the place.
It's like a fucking playground for you, innit? Die, straight back up the steps on the slide again.
Yeah. I mean, like I've said before, my Catholicism would disagree, but yeah. I've got lots of different faiths.
Yeah, depending on what time of day or what day of the week it is.
Or the mood I'm taking.
Absolutely.
At that time, yeah.
Roman blinds. Hey, pull them down, eh? Let's get it nice and dark in here. They don't even block the fucking light out either. That's why all the ones we've got curtains on the same window. Roman blinds. Waste of money, waste of time.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
From Gladiator.
Yeah.
Was that Romans?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm good. I'd be really embarrassed because that couldn't have been cut out because you were talking, but it came me in, I had to say it.
Yeah, well, not just that. You've just claimed that you were Roman in a past life. Then you had to then ask me if Gladiators was Roman times. Gladiators, probably the most iconic Roman symbolism is Gladiators.
They do wear the robes.
Great.
So.
Wow. Wear the robes?
What they're called?
Brilliant. So you don't know if Gladiators is a thing and you're now asking us what the name of the thing is that you apparently lived
togas.
At.
Togas?
I don't know if togas was Romans. I think that's more
what
sort
it called?
Of... it might be like a Julius Caesar. Like
yes,
a sort of,
that's
yeah.
what I meant. Yeah, that's okay. The time I'm talking about with the right. crowns. But I wasn't one of them.
With
I was
the crowns.
I was in the crowd. I was quite poor.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You were thrown like...
Worked in the brothel with me boobs out.
That'll be it. Yeah,
that was me.
That'll be it.
Before children. Because they wouldn't have us now.
you want that one there? Which one do you want, Maximus? Which one do you want? That one. Well, careful, because our knickers are soaked in piss because someone just made a laugh.
Oh, here's the jingle.
Here it
laughing
is.
At it again. Oh, laughing again.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. The world is still falling apart.
Yep.
COVID-19 is still very much in the air. It's everywhere.
It's not in the air.
It's not in the pubs, it's but that's all right. It's not. It's not in some places, only in your house with your friends and family currently.
Yeah.
But listen... This is our podcast, me and you, mate, come on in, strap yourselves in, and don't you sometimes just want to go?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Shag Married Annoyed, here we are.
This is horrible.
We love that you come here every week.
Yeah. Hey, sit down, come on.
Fuck COVID. Knows your name. We don't know all your names, but we would try and learn them because we love you.
Rosie would forget them. I wouldn't try to learn them.
That was awful.
But we're glad that you're here.
Welcome back.
That was lovely. That made, honestly, with everyone's outpouring this week of everyone being so lovely, that did make us. That made us really happy. That
good.
Yeah, it's like a little little community we've got going. Thank you all so much. You're bloody lovely. You're bloody lovely. Apart from, I have to start with an apology.
Oh, you have to apologise.
I have to start with an apology.
Why? What have you done?
So I did the emails this week.
Yeah.
And I went through. A lot of emails kicking off about me.
Why?
A lot. I'll just give you one here. Dear Chris and Rosie, my husband and I are huge fans of the podcast, currently listening to today's episode. I noticed that Chris used the word fellatio to refer to the act more colloquially known as licking out.
Yeah.
And thought you may like to know that fellatio specifically refers to oral stimulation of the penis.
Yes, you meant cunnilingus.
Yeah, the relevant word for oral stimulation of the vulva or clitoris is cunnilingus. Apologies if this comes across as pedantic, but since Chris loves to correct Rosie, I thought it might be a nice change for someone to correct him.
Thank you. Do you know what?
Wow. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank
very you. Well written. Very, very well written. As opposed to another one I found, which just genuinely said, Chris, man, stop saying fellatio when you mean cunnilingus. That's all. That's all the email said.
Well, so there both we go. To the point, I suppose.
You know, I always admit when I'm wrong.
No, you don't.
Sometimes do. Sometimes I try and wriggle out of it. Sometimes I don't. When I'm bang to rights, I always admit when I'm wrong.
All right, yeah. Great.
That person actually who sent that lovely cunnilingus email there, they've actually said as well, if you happen to read this on the podcast, please could you do a shout out to... They go on about something, but...
Oh, you horrible little bastard. You're not going to do it.
I'm a fuck.
No. You are. You're horrible.
Correct me, eh? In my bloody pub where everybody knows your name. Coming in and correct me about me bloody licking out, eh?
Aye. Listen, if he likes the blowjobs, let him like the blowjobs.
Exactly. If I want to refer to everything as a blowjob, everything's a blowjob, right? Shut your mouth. Well, don't shut your mouth.
If you are given said
don't
blowjob.
Don't shut your mouth. It's in there. Right, that's enough.
Horrible. Come Why on, has it enough. Gone to this?
Hey, what do you mean it started away, like this? It always is this. It was born as this.
I've played the Cheers theme tune this episode and you're talking about blummin' blowies already by gum. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. What's been going on?
Well, currently we are sat, it's a Sunday. We're recording the podcast early because you are going to do the one show this week.
Yes.
And Chris, I love you. You know I love you.
Oh, I love
it's
you
a deep-rooted
too.
Love that
it
we've
is.
Got.
Oh,
but I
so
cannot...
Nice no, stop there.
No.
You should stop there.
I cannot
I love you
wait.
Too. Let's move on. You're looking forward to it, aren't you?
I cannot wait to see the back of you for a week. I swear. Do you not... I know it's weird because I think you could spend loads of time with me. And I always find that really strange.
Yeah.
And it's a bit... I feel a bit guilty because...
I'm a bit needy, I think.
I'm happy to see you go for a little while. Like when you used to be on tour, I really miss you and you come home and I'd be like, oh, I've missed you so much and would like hug in bed.
Yeah.
Now, because it's been months and months that we've just seen each other every night and I'm like, would you fuck off?
I understand.
And that's how I feel.
I understand. I am looking forward to it because I've had all my tours taken away this year and touring is my... It's like when I'm home, I don't have that many nights out with my mates.
Mm-hmm.
You always say to me, why don't you go out with your mates? And say, because... Being on tour is kind of me work and me night out.
Yeah.
And I'm with Carl and we're tour manager and we drive our friends as well.
Yeah.
And that is, so it's kind of like my time away and I haven't had any of that. So I am looking forward to my own space next week, but there is there moments where I just kind of, this morning I think it was, you and Robin were sitting in the chair cuddling and I was sitting across having a cup of coffee and I was looking at you and I was like, I'm going to miss them next week.
No, you're not.
I am. I
no,
do.
No, you're not.
Honestly, I do. It's really weird. I'm the same with Robin. Sometimes if he's doing me head in or whatever, I'm like, I'll be like, oh, you take me to bed. He's doing me head in. You take me to bed. I'll like go to brush my teeth and I'd sneak in his room and look at him like, I love you so much.
So weird.
But I hated you like 20 minutes ago.
But I'm so glad I'm not taking you to bed. No, so have a lovely time.
Thank
this
you.
Is it's Friday today when you're listening to this. And you're doing the one show. So
yeah, I'll be on there tonight if
and
you're,
you'll be
yeah,
on your way back and I'll be like,
ugh, God. God. Babadoo, 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 ba. We got sent something, Rosie. A lot of people tweeted me this week, so I've had to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You think you've been busy, eh? During lockdown, eh? Doing your book
oh, right,
and your podcast
okay.
And your adverts and that, and even bloody getting yourself knocked up. Slag. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for a bam.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, if you think that, right? There's been someone, a certain little someone in Vietnam has been extremely busy. Police seize 324,000 used condoms being washed and ready to be resold.
No.
In Vietnam.
No.
The condoms were seized by police from a warehouse in, I think you pronounce it, Binh Dong, which is hilarious, in Vietnam. I think that's how you pronounce it, and that's hilarious. The owner of the place allegedly cleaned them before reselling them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, she washed and dried them.
This is a woman.
She is washed and dried 324,000 condoms to be resold.
1,000, Chris.
324,000.
I thought you just said 324,000.
324,000, almost 500,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are they going?
What you do is you sort of hold the end and you put it on top of the... What?
I mean, where are they going? Where are they being sold? Everywhere.
Yeah, they're getting resold. I don't know. I don't know where. I don't know if it's a... Listen to this. She washed and dried them before reshaping them with a dildo.
I mean, so she's washed. Where she got them from? Where she got 324 used condoms from? A lot of posh wanks going on there.
So paid workers were tasked with cleaning the rubber contraceptors before reshaping them with wooden dildos. The condoms were then repackaged before being resold to the public, and thousands had already been sent out to the unsuspecting public.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
People knocking around there. Someone has been, listen, right? Back in the day when I was a bit trendy, I got the odd jacket from a charity shop.
Mm-hmm.
I got the odd secondhand pair of jeans. I wouldn't be buying a secondhand condom.
No.
Wouldn't it? Not in a million years.
Absolutely not.
How well have you washed it?
They'll have had to empty them all. Where would they have put their stuff?
Sorry, they'd have what? Had to empty them all?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you know.
You think what? You think they came with stuff in them?
Well, why?
Where are they getting
them?
Do you think
people are giving these willingly? That's my thing. Have they stolen them from bins?
Willingly.
What did I say?
Just willing. No, just the fact that you use willingly in this story. Willingly.
Are they going around teenage boys' bedrooms? Are they getting them from pubs?
I don't know. Local reports say that they were being supplied to hotels and market stores near the warehouse.
I'm disgusted by
this. I don't know where she got them. It doesn't say in the thing where she got them, which is really annoying because that's the main thing I want to know, where she got them.
Wow.
Or has she just got... But then again, if she's just buying them to redo them, that just takes it out there. How do you get rid of a condom? Email in, Jack.
Send it to Bing Dong.
Bing Dong. I'm sure it was Bing Dong, which is great.
Big Dong.
Yeah, big wooden dong. Good God.
That's horrible stuff.
Good God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So last week,
yeah,
Rosie's Mysteries was taken over by our son.
Made my heart sing when that happened. And so many people are loving it on social media as
Everyone enjoyed it.
Thank you all who wrote lovely things about me. It means the world. It really does.
I thought I'd do it again this week.
Go for it.
Why not?
Absolutely.
I wanted to get him to record a new one,
right,
but he was just in one of them moods and he wouldn't do it. So
I often think as well, when you do the actual Rosie's Mysteries and you ask us the question of Rosie's Mysteries, I often think that if Robin did the content himself, it would also be better.
What, get him to read the story?
No, just get him to make up the mystery because it's about as good as the ones you do.
Well, that's nice to know. Hey, you never know, he might. Here we go.
Three. This is Robin's Mysteries, Mysteries, Mysteries. Well, I never knew that. Can you believe it? She's pooping every guy.
There we go.
He's pooping mysteries. Every time.
Mysteries,
He's pooping
mysteries,
every
mysteries.
Time.
Mysteries. Every single time, Chris, he's just pooping.
Every single time he's pooping. Fantastic.
Got a lovely little one for you here.
Come on, then.
Dear Rosie and Chris.
Is there an answer to it before you start?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, that's what we're doing
right,
now.
Okay.
Because nobody seems to have whinged about the way that we're doing it now.
Right,
so
okay,
I tell you a story. You have to guess the outcome.
Right, good.
And we'll see how we get. This is a little bit rank, but tis the podcast.
Happy
so
days.
Here
happy
we go.
Days. Come on, Mum, we've just done... Woman washes and resells nearly 500,000 condoms. Like,
that's
it's cool.
So bad.
It's cool.
Dear Rosie and Chris, this isn't my story,
okay,
but a friend of mine from works.
Oh, goodness.
I'll be very impressed if you guys guess the ending because I never would have got it in a million years.
Oh, okay.
When my colleague was my age, in her 20s, and loving life, her and her friend went to Manchester for the day. Manchester. They had a day of shopping and drinking and ended up at a fried chicken restaurant for some scran.
Who in the world has ever said fried chicken restaurant?
Well, I don't want to name said fried chicken restaurant,
right,
do I?
But fried chicken restaurant.
Oh, like, well, take away.
Can we go to the... can you... sorry, 2 seconds. Yeah, I'll speak with PA. PA, can you book me a table at the fried chicken restaurant?
It's got 3 Michelin stars, yes. What do they do? Just fried chicken.
Can you,
all fried chicken.
The fried chicken restaurant. Can we go to the pizza emporium this evening, please?
There is a restaurant called that.
Is there really?
I used to go to one when I was younger. As they were eating, my colleague's friend began to get a really strange look on her face. She swallowed her food and took a sip of her drink. As she took a sip of her drink, they noticed the unmistakable tinge of blood on her straw.
Shut up.
Now, I, at this point in the story, was thinking, well, she swallowed a chicken bone and it's cut her throat on the way down.
Oh, God.
As horrible as it sounds.
Oh, God.
The girls thought the same thing. And because there was a significant amount of blood in her mouth, they decided to go to the hospital to get checked out.
Oh, my word.
They gathered their food and took it with them to A&E.
Brilliant. I mean, that's worse. As if A&E isn't bad enough. Three fucking tossers come in with half-eaten buckets of chicken.
I'm not being funny. There's a bit of blood in my mate's mouth would not make me leave me bucket of chicken.
See, that's where me and you are very different, because I wouldn't have ate the rest of it.
Yeah, no, of course you wouldn't have.
Have I ever told you about how when we were writing the Chris Ramsay show, me and two lads I was writing with were in the office, and every single day we'd get these amazing chicken sandwiches in from like Deliveroo or whatever. They were fucking phenomenal chicken sarnies, like just amazing. And we got them for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then we had a different writer in one day. Me sort of main writer had a different guy in as well. And that guy, he bit into his sort of chicken sandwich and he went, oh no, oh, there's a little bone in there. And I just put my sandwich down and I went, I'm fucking done.
I can't have that anymore.
Yeah, I was like, I can't have that.
Yeah, but this is the thing. This is what I get annoyed about you as a meat eater. If you're going to eat meat, you need to understand that it's from an animal that has bones and bits and guts and all that. If you're going to go ahead and eat it, you go on like it should be like a fine bloody wine.
Well, yeah, but
it's meat.
My point is, with a bit of care and consideration, you can have it without bones and shit.
Says the man who never makes his own dinner. That's hilarious.
Wow.
That's hilarious, Chris.
Well, can I just
laughing
say,
me head off, I am. Yeah.
that's a horrible thing. Careful, you might piss yourself. That was the thing, though. So the new guy was like, oh, I got a bone in that, and I put my chicken sandwich down. And the writer, it was Jason Cook, who's one of my best mates who'd been with us the whole time. Jason went, oh, I've been getting bones in there every day, but I just haven't been telling him because I knew he'd never get one again.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
So he knew how I operated.
I don't tell you loads of stuff that happens. Anyway.
Okay, so these three absolute fucking scumbags went to A&E to eat fried chicken.
They've got the food with them.
Mingers.
They might have only just started.
Mingers.
I can only assume that they blamed the alcohol for the lack of pain she was experiencing and therefore had more of a reason to get checked out.
Fair enough, they're drunk. I forgot they were drunk. That's not too bad.
Yeah. At the hospital, she was checked out by medical staff. Because I'm not sure who else
medical staff
would do that.
Yeah. At the hospital, she was checked out by the car park attendant.
The janitor came in to take her blood pressure.
At the hospital, she was checked out by a builder who was currently doing an extension on the children's ward. Fuck me.
Oh, I love it.
Can I just say,
I
find it really hard to believe that this chicken restaurant let them take the food away with them. Do they do a takeaway service? Can you bag it up with this chicken restaurant?
Just depends.
At the fried chicken restaurant?
I think they're quite cool and they've got paper plates.
Really? The fried chicken restaurant will let you take the meal from the fried chicken restaurant out of the fried chicken restaurant. That's madness.
Crazy, isn't it?
I can't believe that.
A nurse left the room for a minute and approached the girls again after having a quiet discussion with the other medical professionals.
The other medical professionals, yeah.
The cleaner.
Yeah, lollipop lady from across the road.
The builder and everyone else. They all had a chat together.
She consulted with a taxi driver waiting outside for someone and they concluded that
she pulled the curtain across and sat down with a solemn look on her face.
Oh, I hate this.
She said she had good news and bad news.
Do you know what it is, right? I've been joking away. We've been joking in the build up to this and it's took my mind off how it's a horrible medical story about food and I now feel sad again.
Okay, well, the mystery's coming. Okay. The good news was her throat was fine and there had been no damage.
Okay.
The bad news was...
Right.
This is where you need to guess.
So this is the mystery. The bad news was, so there was something in the food.
What's the bad news?
So there was something in the food that caused the blood, right.
Mm-hmm. She got no damage to her throat, though.
But she grimaced.
Not...
She did grimace, didn't she? And then she took a drink of her straw. She grimaced, she pulled a funny face... Something was wrong. She took a drink with her straw and then the blood was on the straw.
What do you think?
So I've got two options in me.
Okay.
I've got two ways to go. You said it was rank, right?
Mm.
You're not very squeamish with that. I had two options. One way to go was it was raw and it was bleeding. I will no longer go that way because you're not squeamish at all when it comes to food.
Tartar is my favourite way.
Yeah, and you said this was rank. I hate myself that this is where my brain's gone and this is what this podcast has done
right.
to me, but I'm going to go with used tampon.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Right, is that what you think?
Yeah, I think there's a used tampon or some kind of sanitary product put into it.
No, right, no? Okay. Well, I don't know, hang on. Don't think so. Right.
Okay.
Are you ready for the mystery?
Yeah.
The bad news was they still needed to discover where the blood had come from.
Oh, Jesus.
The nurse asked them if they still had their food with them.
Awful.
And if she could take it from them to have a look at what she had been eating when it happened. She took it away and returned a few moments later. She sat down and explained to the girls that it was as she'd expected.
No. What?
It turns out...
What?
...that what the girl had thought was a nice, juicy chunk of fried chicken was actually not chicken at all, but a mouse.
Oh, you dirty, horrible, rotten bastards. No! No! No!
The remaining piece of food that she had bitten into was the... when the batter was taking off, was the remains of a mouse that had been coated, fried, and put into the girl's box of fried chicken.
No way.
The blood in her mouth was mouse blood.
Nah, no. Well, how was it? How? If it had been cooked, how was the blood? Nah, I won't have it. I won't have it.
Says at the end, it's probably worth saying that this was about 20 years ago, not recently.
So,
no, but because that was, that mouse was just, hadn't been like drained or anything or prepped. It was just a mouse.
Oh, see, it's one of them things where we'll get some emails going, that's an urban legend. But I go, I don't know. I feel like I've heard, did you ever see the photo of the guy who had the let's just say, the breakfast meal from a burger restaurant?
Mm.
And it was from near where we live. The egg had a fly in it.
Right.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Yeah, there's some kind
of... The egg had a fly in it.
So,
what do you mean?
Egg, you know, that perfectly round egg that they do.
Okay.
It had a fly in the egg.
Right.
It looked a lot like a very, very low budget remake of, you know, the mosquito and the amber in Jurassic Park.
Nice. Like the DNA. Very good.
Kind of looked like very that, but good. It was just a fly and a bit of egg.
Well, do you not remember there was minging. Something else going about? This was when the internet was only just starting.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
It was like a brain.
It was a chicken burger from somewhere and it was a compressed chicken head.
Yes.
I remember that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would
compressed
you eat
chicken
it?
Head. No, I would not eat it.
And I would honestly, how hungry I was.
Can I say right now, if I was in a restaurant, that kind of restaurant, and I bit into something and it was that disgusting, it was a chicken head or it was a thing, I would fucking sling my entire meal over the counter at the people behind the counter. The full bag would just go over the counter straight away.
See, is it bad that...
Fucking...
Wouldn't...
Milkshake the lot.
Wouldn't...
Sorry.
Can I speak or not?
Rosie, I'm having like a little... you know when you have a little sort of daydream fantasy? I'm having a daydream fantasy of just like a full, like massive milkshake and just fucking slinging it over the counter. Do you never have them like that? Little fantasies in your head where you...
I have arguments with people in the shower.
How does it start? Why are you in my shower?
No, they're not there physically. I'm somewhere else.
Nah, no, I was joking.
Yeah. Good times. Do you then have a little cry? We've talked about this before.
You're not that bothered though, are you? If you got a compressed chicken head, you would just be, you'd be happy as Larry.
Oh, like, don't get me wrong. I don't want to have a compressed chicken head, but if I did get a compressed chicken head, I wouldn't eat it. I'd probably leave the meal, but then I'd go back. I think that's the problem.
You have a fucking goldfish memory. Just, I love it in there, apart from that one time I got a compressed chicken. That would be the end of it for me.
Yeah.
I would never go there again. I would tell everyone. Nah. You would literally go, I'll leave it a week.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had food poisoning from a place and went there a couple of weeks
later. No, fuck off. Oh, Rosie, man. You're a fucking slob.
No, I'm a big, greedy, fat pig. That's what's wrong with this. Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Obviously, I'm sorry to mention it again, everyone. Currently pregnant. Not much else going on.
What? Yeah. You kept that quiet unto yourself.
6 months along. Chugging. I've been getting quite bad acid reflux.
Yes.
I've been drinking and taking a lot of Gaviscon.
Yes.
Yesterday, and you know this, because this never happens to me in normal life, I only get heartburn, indigestion, whatever, when I'm pregnant.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Yesterday, we got a takeaway. Mm-hmm. Before said takeaway, you made this big, massive song and dance of taking some Gaviscon, yes. And you went, I'm going to have some of this before this takeaway, because, oh, hey, I'm going to be up to here and have heartburn. I'm going to be ill, Rosie, ill. Matt got a spoon in that, did it in at the kitchen island, didn't even do it in, just discreetly, you know, pronounced it to the whole room. Well, me and Robin pronounced it, told us all, and I thought, you wanker. That's the one thing that's happening to me at the minute, right. That I'm really fed up with, having mm-hmm. to sleep with two bloody pillows.
Yeah.
It's awful. And there you are, just nonchalantly, oh, hey, why can't I be the one in more pain than you? Why all of a sudden, you've never, ever done that before? Why are you making it a thing now?
Why do you fucking think that if you're ill, or something wrong with you at the moment, why do you think that you've got the monopoly on that and another person isn't allowed to feel that thing?
Because I've never seen you do it. I've never,
honestly,
ever.
You
have never, ever pronounced to me that you're taking Gaviscon in our whole marriage or our
serious?
Whole time being together.
Right.
I swear on Robin and I swear on this baby's life, you have never, ever, at the kitchen island with the spoon, told me that you are taking some Gaviscon.
Well, I hope we should probably ring the crematorium and sort Robin's funeral, because you've just swore on him on a massive lie, because you know every Christmas I get bottles of whatever alcohol and a bottle of Christmas Gaviscon, and I absolutely destroy it over the Christmas.
You don't
you
tell
know
us
it.
Every time you're going
to
take it, though, which
you
you're doing at the minute.
Room. You happen to be in the
no.
room.
No, why are you? This is horrible.
This
Look
is
what
awful.
I'm living.
Listen. Why do you think you've got the monopoly on an illness? You can be like, oh, I've got a headache. And then like 4 hours later, I can be like, oh, I've got a bit of a headache. And you're like, oh, brilliant. Muscling in on me fucking headache.
Because
like,
I don't do that to you. If
but
you're
I don't
poorly,
plan it.
I know. Yes,
I
you do. You do.
I do
you
not.
You can't. You cannot let me be something without you being 10 times worse.
Honestly.
I swear to God, I could have kicked you last night
so
when
ridiculous.
You got that Gaviscon out.
Honestly, we could be in my car. And we're gonna have a head-on collision, right? And you could literally go, ah, me legs. The engine's covered me legs. I'm trapped. And I could go, me too. And you go, ah, brilliant. I thought
no,
I was having that.
No, that's a fireman, bit different.
Fireman, don't cut him out. It's just me.
That's
I'm
different.
The only one who's got the car crash. Yeah, ref.
That's. I mean, listen. That's
you're
different. I would
you're
let
greedy.
You.
You're greedy.
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 You shouldn't even be having that Gaviscon, because I need that Gaviscon
Listen,
more than you.
I needed it. I had some heartburn off me.
Eat slower, right?
I can't.
The only reason I'm getting heartburn is because my whole inside's been taken up by your child. So
yeah,
it's pushing all the stomach acid up. Otherwise, I never get it.
Right, okay.
Have you got that? No, you haven't. You're just a great big, fat, greedy pig who eats too fast.
I do eat far too fast. I made pizzas yesterday and I ate them really fast. And then this is how terrible my diet was. Yesterday morning, I had pancakes with maple syrup and bacon while tweeting out to everyone how much I hate Adair's healthy breakfasts.
Mm.
Then I had pizza, that homemade pizza for my lunch. And then I had to have Gaviscon to quell the burning sort of sensation of the pizza in preparation for my curry that I was having.
Oh,
on
yeah, I know. You told us all about it.
Mr. Pig.
Please stop doing it.
Okay, I'll try. I might just buy my own Gaviscon.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
My beef with you this week is your pregnancy pillow.
Oh,
sick
don't
of it.
You dare.
Sick of it.
Don't
Absolutely
dare.
Sick of it. Our bedroom is like a fucking soft play area at the minute with that fucking pregnancy pillow.
Wow.
Fed up. It's how ridiculously over the top and ostentatious do you need your pregnancy pillow to be?
Hello, it's like another hello, person. Rosie Ramsey. Nice to meet you.
I hate you. It's like another person in the bed. I hate it so much. It's absolutely massive. Like, guys, like, you've got no idea how big this pregnancy pillow is. It's a fucking joke. It's huge. It's about 7 foot long, right? It's like, you know, like a pool noodle. It's like a pool noodle on steroids.
It's lovely.
It's massive. It's about 2 foot in diameter, right? I don't know what the circumference is, and it's about 7 foot long.
I can't
and you're
believe
just
this.
On just on it in bed, just pregnancy pillow, just fucking.
I've got to
like
be
a little fucking sloth. Like
Chris,
a sloth, just
I've got
to
be. If I don't, I'll lie on the baby.
Right, okay. Well, you're grabbing
squash
hold of it.
The baby.
And then you sort of move. You're not on your side. I know you're not on your side. You're in the middle of the bed. And then Robin comes in the middle of the night. Then he's against the pregnancy pillow. Then I'm hanging off the bed and he's just got his fucking elbows in me back.
I'm not honestly being funny. I have told you to go on the spare bed plenty of times. You're the one still nicking around.
The spare bed you made us take down yesterday.
Well, you can't go in it now, can you?
Yes, tosser. You're a tosser.
Listen, we need to carry on because we'll end up having a fight. I can't even look at you after that Gaviscon thing. I swear, it's really affected us, to be honest.
Pregnancy pillow's massive. Get rid of it. Right. It's huge. It's ridiculous. It's okay. Like another person.
Let's live in different houses. No. Let's split up.
Let's just not get a pregnancy pillow that isn't a big fucking flashy look of me pregnancy pillow.
I am not choosing you over my pregnancy pillow. So if you think I am, you've got another thing
coming. The one you had back in the day when you had Robin, it was a perfect size. It was great.
And I wanted to upgrade. And is there something wrong with that, is there?
Yeah. Yeah, when it encroaches on my beauty sleep.
Shut your face. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. From the
public. That's you. That's you. Guys, as always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shagmodenoid@gmail.com. I had a proper count. I had a look at all of it. Do you know there's 25,000 emails there?
Oh, my God.
Because we've read like 6,000 of them over the course of the time. And there's 20-odd thousand there still.
So many.
Well, 19,000 there, sorry, still. It's amazing. Guys, we can't thank you enough for getting involved and sending us all these incredible things. I actually got, you know, last week's episode, the lass, Chloe, who went up to the top bunk to neck on with Steve, she emailed back. I spotted the email saying, so glad you used my story. Thanks very much. She was buzzing about it. I've never seen that. I've never had a correspondence from someone who's we've read out. I was over the moon.
Her and Steve together.
I literally think the last time she saw me have been when she climbed out of that bunk.
Well, never mind. Next time, Chloe. Next time.
Got one for you here. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Been listening to your podcast since lockdown started, so up to about episode 27.
Ooh.
Thought I'd share an incident that happened a few years ago. I was walking home from work and got to the traffic lights at South Gosforth in Newcastle.
Posh.
Brackets just outside the Branding Villa pub.
Posh.
I hit the button on the lights, and when it turned green, I was ready to cross when a bloody big Range Rover was blocking my path and stopped on the crossing so I couldn't cross. I was fuming and red in the face and was just about to blast the driver, then I looked up. Who do you think was sitting in the car, bold as brass, with a big grin on her face? None other than Mrs. Rosie Ramsey.
No, I wasn't.
When I realised who it was, my rage turned to a smile. When Rosie apologised by waving, so I waved back and said it was okay and it actually made my day. I was smiling about this hours later.
Did this actually happen?
It did, but what I did was, because you always slag my driving off.
Right.
Yeah? So when I read this, I was fuming that it was about me, so I changed the name to Mrs. Rosie Ramsey.
Oh, so
this
you.
Is actually about me.
Oh, God! You tosser.
Yeah, this is actually about me.
So you used my car.
Your car blocked the traffic lights, and they've said here, Rosie, is this a regular thing Chris does, brackets, blocking crossings and lights, or was this a one-off?
That's why I was quite surprised. I never do that. That you do that all the time.
Oh,
you little wanker.
Yeah, you thought it was you then,
that
didn't you?
I did. I was going to be
upset.
I couldn't keep it up.
Yeah,
and I was going to say, I haven't been South Gosforth for ages.
Sorry, Jeff. He says, thanks. This is Jeff Smith. He says, loves the podcast. Never stop. I will never stop on a crossing again, Jeff. Thank you very much.
That's hilarious. So glad I got a bit sweaty then. I was thinking, it's not me, because I hate that. It's horrible when people do that.
Yeah.
You're like that.
I'm in my own little world sometimes.
Nah, you're a tosser. There's difference between being in your own little world and then there's being a tosser driver. You're a tosser driver.
All right, man. The beef's over, man. The beef's
section's
over.
Well, sorry, I'm still extremely annoyed.
Good God.
Setting me up like that.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My partner and I have a really dysfunctional setup in the bedroom.
Ooh.
We currently have...
Pray tell.
It's not that exciting. Oh. We currently have two long size duvets on the bed. I don't know what that means, long size.
We've talked about this before.
It's this big one.
So they've got two separate duvets.
Yeah, but listen to this. His one is a one tog.
Oh, chilly.
What the fuck?
What's the point?
And mine is a 10.5 tog.
Wow.
What is this?
Where do they live?
I also have blankets because it's freezing. It's double the work on bed change day. Is it weird or just a great solution to keep me warm and my overheating man comfortable? Love the podcast. Hope you're doing great. How can two people who live in the same house have such different body temperature? One tog versus 10.5.
Well, yeah, but they can. People do.
That's madness.
What you're saying is madness.
What?
Do you think it's part of when you meet someone, hello, lovely to meet you, oh, we're getting on so well, what a lovely dinner, I'd love to take you out again. Just wondering, what month do you put your heating on? And what is your current body temperature, if I could just take your temperature?
Shake your hand again. A bit clammy that, a bit clammy.
Are you a hot person? Because if you are, this won't work. What's your tog?
There's nothing more irritating than knocking around with and being in the same situation as someone who's got a completely different body temperature to you.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate it so much.
Well, it's like when you work in offices.
Yeah.
And there's always someone who just is always hot. And you're like, do you ever think that you just, you know, could wear less? Do you know what I mean? Oh, God, it's hot. It's always a bloke. Always a bloke.
Yeah?
Oh, it's sweating in here. It's sweating. It's November. It's -3 outside, Henry. How about you just don't wear that jumper and that shirt and that vest and them socks?
What's he got a vest on for?
Oh, just here. Honestly, it's always happening. Whenever I've worked in offices, there's always been some clip.
Women who's are always cold. Hot. You're always cold. Women are always cold. It's annoying. I'm on Henry's side here. It's bullshit.
Don't know why I called him Henry.
It's all right,
never
I like
worked
him.
Anywhere that posh.
I know, exactly, but I like him. It always freezing. You're always freezing. You walk around in a t-shirt saying put the heating on. It's ridiculous.
I know. I didn't even think they did one tog.
One tog. What is that? A fucking napkin?
What's the... Yeah, you might as well sleep with the tablecloth on top of you.
Tablecloth might even be a bit thicker than that. Maybe just like the duvet cover or maybe a fitted sheet. A top sheet. Do you still use a top sheet? You don't use a top sheet.
Chris, we live in the same house.
But you don't use
a top sheet?
So sometimes you can have fitted sheet, then sheet, then duvet.
Oh no, who's doing that?
All my life, my mom had top sheet.
What?
All my life, top sheet.
On your bed or her bed?
It'll still be on her bed now. It might. I don't think it's on...
Your mom and dad have got a top sheet?
Top sheet, yeah.
No way, crazy, I didn't know this.
Yeah, 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 like a hotel bed.
Mom,
yeah.
What?
Sheet then duvet.
Gosh, she must hate me. Oh.
But I think it was because she didn't like washing the duvet covers.
Do you think? No,
not at all.
I know, but is she like... My son married this scumbag and she doesn't even put a top sheet on their bed. I didn't know they had a top sheet.
I think it was such I didn't have to wash the... Because I remember when I was a kid, my duvet cover never got washed. Ever, 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 ever. Because my top sheet was the thing you got washed. It stopped your duvet cover having to get washed.
Right, okay. I've changed my opinion now. That's rank.
Why?
Because do you think that one sheet is saving your duvet?
I don't know. I mean, it got washed, but not as often as what we would wash ours.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay. Oh, that's very decadent. A top sheet. Should we try it?
No, it was always tucked in at the bottom. My feet were always... I didn't like it.
Oh, she tucked it in as well?
Yeah, it's tucked in like a blooming...
It's a lot of time she's spending making that in bed.
A lot of time on her hands.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
She only worked part time. She only worked part time when I was growing up.
It's luxurious. Mm-hmm. Sandra, letting me down.
I didn't get a top sheet.
Do you know what we had when we were little?
What?
Sheepskin.
Sheepskin?
Did you have a sheepskin?
No, it's a sheepskin.
In the winter, my mum used to put sheepskin on my bed.
Right.
So it was like you'd have your sheet and then you'd have a sheepskin. And it was like a fitted, it was sheepskin. It was just like really warm and lovely. So we used to have that on my beds.
Is that like the orange thing?
Yes.
Oh, the itchy fucking manky orange thing. And the top was always that shiny bit.
Yes.
I remember going to people's houses who had them and thinking, what's happened?
What's happened is you've entered a house where the mother doesn't like to put the heating on very much. Or it's very low. You go through a lot of socks and jumpers.
I remember saying, so if you go to any hotel and open the wardrobe... Right in the top corner of the wardrobe, there'll be a fucking... Like, they're always like, what's it orange as well?
Yes! Yes! Oh, Oh, don't, because I got really excited when my mum would put the sheepskin on. Oh, I'd be like, sheepskin's on, Santa's coming. Oh, good times. Oh, love me,
Rosie,
sheepskin.
Come on in from school. Did you have a good day? Got a surprise for you. What, ma'am? What is it? Oh, what is it? A bike? What? What is it? Oh, we got a new telly? Have I got a games console? Oh, we're going on a holiday? Rosie, the sheepskin's on. Wow, fucking yeah. All clothes off. Straight into bed. I'm sweating, ma'am. It's great. I'm sweating.
Look, ma'am. My little look, tits off. My teeth aren't chattering. I can't see my breath. This is amazing.
Well, I can't see my breath. It's freezing. But, ma'am, I'm fucking boiling from the chin down. Look at this.
Oh, I love me sheepskin. I was going to get one for Robin, but...
Don't
you, know,
you fucking dare.
It's spoil rotten.
Don't you fucking dare.
He's got a working radiator in his room. Who does he think he is? Babadoo, 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 ba.
Straight off the back of that, on the subject of being hot and cold, right. Got a really quick would you rather here that came in while I was checking the emails.
Okay, love it. Would you
really
rather?
Really quick. You ready? Mm. Would you rather eat the hottest chili in the world with no health implications, i.e. you're not going to die from it,
okay,
or be freezing cold for 24 hours?
Be freezing cold.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just get don't it out. You like, wouldn't just eat the hottest chili in the world.
No, I think it would be really horrible. Yeah. Don't like chilies.
Right.
Don't like anything like that.
So you'd be freezing cold for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now, I'm making the rules up, no amount of sheepskin can make you warm.
So by freezing cold... Well, right, okay, let me
you
just...
Be cold, you know when you're just uncomfortably cold and you're like, oh my God, it's so cold.
Yeah.
Like if you're walking home from the shops and you're freezing, you can't wait to get in. You're that cold.
For
like,
a full day.
Like, oh, like almost or hurting cold. Or eat the hottest chili in the world. Now, I know the hottest chili in the world can literally like... I'm sure it like puts people into fucking hospital.
Well, yeah, you'd be vomiting and everything.
Yeah, you wouldn't go into hospital. There'd be no long-term health implications.
But you're going to have all the effects.
A fucking clip.
Right, I'd rather be cold.
Really?
Well, I once was at a sleepover. Right. And it was one of those sleepovers where boys used to come as well. I think we're about 15, 16.
I think they're called orgies, but yeah.
No, I definitely wasn't joking. An orgy. Oh, that's awful, I promise you.
One of those sleepovers where boys used to come as well. I was never at a sleepover as a kid. We're girls.
Because you were extremely uncool,
I mean,
Chris.
Yeah, that says more
I'm
about
sorry,
my childhood.
It does.
Else,
it really does. I used to go to them all the time. And yeah, and I remember one of the lads ate a jar of like chili sauce as a joke.
Right.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Until he started vomiting and shaking.
Brilliant.
And it was really not nice to watch.
Brilliant.
To the point of, because my mum was a nurse when I was younger, I knew little things that you had to do. So I was always kind of like, my mum's a nurse, I'll stop you from vomiting.
Jesus.
So he was vomiting so much, but he was like passing out as well because I think he'd had a few drinks.
Oh God.
I had to like grab his tongue out of his mouth because that's what you're meant to do. Because people, when they're so drunk or when they're vomiting, whatever, they can swallow the tongue.
You could just lie them on the side in the recovery position.
Would have probably been a lot better.
Holding on to his tongue. Chris. Like some kind of parlour game.
I was just really chuffed that I knew what to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I played it to its full advantage. But yeah.
No. I know what this is. I know what this is. How was the sleepover last night, Rosie? Did you snog that lad? Well, I held his tongue.
Stroked his tongue for a couple of hours, didn't I?
I love that, you know.
Does that count as my first kiss?
I did lick my fingers afterwards. It was spicy, like. It was spicy. Glad I didn't scratch myself or rub my eye.
Oh, horror.
I always found it funny when we were younger, when it was he'll have done that to impress the girls. It's like, I'll impress the girls by doing this, eating the chili sauce, hoying up and passing out.
Great. Did the opposite, to be honest. Very funny, though.
Which parents are letting sleepovers with 15-year-olds happen with girls and boys there? Who's
well,
this?
Well, I say sleepover. I don't know if they fully slept. I think they might have just stayed around until late.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing happened. My mum and dad did.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mum was running the bloody teenage brothel as well. Honestly. Get the names of them now. I'm reporting them.
My mum was very much of the, I'd rather know where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Than being out everywhere. And I think I'd be the same.
Yeah.
I would much rather have Robin and his mates over.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to
it. I know, neither am I, but I'd rather have that. And be, because my mum was in touch with everybody else's mums.
Yeah.
So all the mums would know where the kids were.
Yeah.
And wherever they were would keep an eye on them. So it just kind of worked like that within the school. It was everyone who I went to school with.
Yeah.
It wasn't like strangers. And it just worked, and I guess, and then it got to a certain time, and it was like, right, okay, off you go. And then it was just, well, we know where they are and what they're doing rather than hanging around in the cemetery, which was the other alternative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I had to take all my sheepskins because it was freezing.
Ah, yes. Pointless going to the cemetery, man. It's dead in there on a Saturday. Now.
I'll get back to work.
I can't wait to get back on stage in 2029. Can you remember when you'd go to like sort of someone's free house if their mum and dad were away when you were younger and stuff?
Piling.
And like, yeah, like a piling. And you like, you know, one person would be like, oh, because I remember one lad had, weirdly, his dad had, you know, them sort of globes where it's like a wooden globe in the corner and it looks just like the earth, but you open it and it's a drink cabinet.
Wow.
Like a proper,
Carr had one on the Alan Carr show.
Yeah. So his dad had one of them. And I remember we were like taking like bits of whiskey, we were having like little shots of whiskey in there. Mm-hmm. Almost, obviously we were underage, but you know. And I remember thinking, like, it was always like, we need to not take many, man, because my dad, like, measures it, like, he knows how much there is. That's what they would say. Right. People would say, they know how much there is.
Yeah.
And I remember then thinking, yeah, that sounds realistic, and they would definitely do that, right?
Mm.
Then you get a bit older and you think, actually, there's no fucking way they would do that. That's ridiculous. Which parent would call? I would.
What, measure your whiskey? I would.
I'm dreading Robin having people around. I'm fucking dreading Robin having friends around when he's older.
Oh, see, I don't mind.
Nah, see this, we're going to clash heads here. We're going to clash heads. You're going to be like, let the bairns round. And they'll not be bairns, they'll be like fucking 16-year-old lads with fucking
beards. The difference is we've
got... Bigger than me.
You know, we've got a lad currently and he's going to be a bloke and they're going to stink. I remember my brother and his mates, they all stunk. They're all lovely lads now. They've turned out really lovely group of lads. But I remember when they were young and they'd come around and be like, oh, they just stink. Just outside and...
Do you know, someone once told me, right? Someone told me that when a boy masturbates, when a man masturbates, right?
Man or boy?
I think maybe a teenager. It was like when you masturbate, it creates a smell, a really strong smell that everyone else apart from you can smell. And I don't know if that is actual boy smell or if that was just like a wind up.
I think that would be what the boy smell is.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because that was that thing of then, like, for months, I was like, well, I can't have a wank because obviously my whole house just fucking stinks, but it's a smell. Do you know what I mean? That's what it was. It was like, it's secrete. The word secrete was used. It was like, it's a smell that everyone else can smell really strongly, but the person who did can't. Wow. I was like, is that a wind up? Because that's fucking genius.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I remember when my brother's door was ever left open, I'd want to vomit walking around the house. And then
what did it smell like?
It just reeked. It wasn't really messy. It sounds terrible because my brother's absolutely lush.
Yeah.
And he doesn't smell the same now. But I just remember being like, that room stinks. And my mum never said anything. Oh, she was in on it.
Might have been his sheepskin.
I think it was just no, because then all his mates would come around. They'd all stink. But I remember...
Walking around, just wanking non-stop.
But no, I remember being younger... And for some reason, when I was younger, I would go around to like the lads who I knew, and me and my friends, there'd be like, say, three of work, and there'd be like three lads. We'd go around the lads' house, and they'd just be playing on FIFA or something, and we'd be sat there. And I remember sitting there going, oh, it stinks in here.
See, I don't think I stink.
No, you wouldn't have smelled.
I don't think I did.
No, you wouldn't have.
I'm glad you agree with me on this, because I would have argued to the death. I don't think I did. I was very clean.
See, you wouldn't have smelled, but I don't think you would have had girls around your room. Oh, well. So maybe
that was the irony. That was the irony of the whole thing. Bloody immaculate, didn't smell at all. Not a lady in sight.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I was once caught short in a local supermarket, so raced to their toilets ASAP. Brackets. Sorry, Chris. It's not always possible to plan my poos. Upon finishing, I was horrified to discover that there was no toilet paper in either my cubicle or any other. I rummaged round my bag, desperately searching for a piece of tissue, possibly an old chocolate wrapper, which is fucking awful, by the way.
Are we talking about a wee or a two?
I think we're talking about twos here.
With an old chocolate wrapper?
Yeah, because you said plan my poos, yeah. Chocolate wrapper, ridiculous. I can't believe you even said that.
Slippy is out.
Gets worse. However, the only thing that I thought could possibly be feasible as a wiping device was, in fact... Do you want to hazard a guess? You'll never get it.
A receipt?
No, that would have been much better than what you used.
Oh, my word. I don't know. Tell us. Oh, no, not a mask. A mask?
No, this might have been before then. Oh, mask right. would have been amazing. Perfect.
Mask would have worked.
Mask would have been perfect. Yeah.
Don't know.
A tea bag.
A tea bag. That's gross.
Isn't that just the worst?
Why? Oh, my God.
Yes, I wiped my bum with a single tea bag, which, by the way, did not flush. It probably didn't. It probably floated around there, and the next person who came, it probably brewed.
Oh, no. Was it the summer? Or why did they put down the toilet?
Because you had to. It was in the toilet.
Is this a lady?
It is. Furthermore, I have recently become a mother.
Uh-huh.
And while at the seaside, I had to fish a massive bogey out of my baby's nose with the only utensil I had at hand, which was in this instance... Do you fancy hazarding a guess?
Right, getting a snot out of the baby's nose. Baby's noses are quite small.
I mean, I'm very impressed. She's almost like the Bear Grylls of day-to-day sort of weird cleanliness issues. But this is... This blew me mind a little bit.
I know this is a little bit off topic. Have I talked about this on here? Someone will let me know anyway. Have I ever told you about my friend who I went out with and we both had children the same age, about one. Her child had a little bit of a runny nose.
Right.
So my friend sucked said runny nose out of
You've
her
never
child's
told me this. She just put her mouth around her child's nose and sucked the snots out.
Yes.
And we wonder why there's a pandemic. That's fucking revolting.
Mortified.
That is revolting.
She says she does it all the time.
That is the worst. That is the worst.
True story.
All I can think about there is, you know when you blow your child's nose, sometimes I blow Robin's nose, right? And I go, go on, blow. And you know when you nip it, you go and you sort of like nip. She could kind of do that with her mouth. It would be like, go on then, blow.
Yeah, have you ever tried to get a kid to blow the nose though?
Well, 1-year-olds can't.
Come on.
I don't know what's going on.
Robin's like...
He's good now. Blow. Superman blows would do. Superman blows.
Yeah, now he's 5.
Yeah.
You know, he's only 5, yeah.
Wishing his bloody life away.
What utensil did she use?
She got a bogey out of a baby's nose. Wasn't with her own mouth. It was a utensil. In this instance, it was...
Sunglasses arm.
That's a good guess, but it wasn't that.
Right. What was it?
My car key.
Ew.
So bad.
Oh.
That's so bad.
The poor baby. What are you sticking a key up their nose for?
And the wonder why there's a pandemic. So my question to you both is, have you ever had to fashion a tool out of something random in your bag / pocket while out and about?
It's not very exciting, but because I have sweeteners in my coffee. Somebody goes to get me a coffee, take away coffee, and they forget to get a stirrer. I've used a lot of things out of my bag to stir me coffee.
Have you?
Oh, loads. Pens. Like sunglass arms, keys. I've used them. I've used loads of things to stir mine. I know.
I recently was going, I went to the park with Robin on my bikes, and then I was going to the supermarket on the way back, and I'd forgot a mask because I didn't know I was going to the shop. Mm. So I took Robin's hoodie off,
right?
Folded it over and tied his hoodie round my head.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, no one said a thing. It's great. Thicker than a mask as well. It's like we're talking 4 bits of cotton here.
Oh, yeah, nothing's getting through that bad, lad.
Big time. I was out of breath.
Babadoo, 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 bah.
So, as everyone who listens to this should know, our book is currently out.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a story in the book about how Robin lost his two front teeth.
Yes.
Now, someone has read the book and has sent in a story of how their kid lost their two front teeth.
Oh.
This blew my mind when I read it.
Is it worse than Robin's?
I've been so excited to tell you this when I read it.
Okay.
That I told your mom it yesterday.
Right.
Like, I was so excited because I knew I couldn't tell you before
the recording. Okay,
come on then. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Love the podcast, and I have recently listened to the audiobook of your new book. Thank you very much. Having listened to the retelling of how Robin lost his teeth, I thought it was only right to share with you how our son lost his teeth just before his 4th birthday.
Right, okay.
So it's not at teeth losing stage yet.
No.
Right? Our son has an older sister who was going through the losing teeth and the tooth fairy excitement at the time. Never to be one to miss out, he decided that he wanted to have something under his pillow for the tooth fairy to find. He's a very clever boy, but at the same time, and this comes from years of experience, when it comes to thinking about consequences, he can be so very, very stupid.
Oh, don't. Is he pulling his own teeth
out? Now, listen, right. We've took the mic out to trigger warnings and stuff on here before. And my sort of feeling of the trigger warning thing is that, like, I don't think you should walk around expecting to be never confronted by anything that upsets you in life. I think
totally,
that's just the way life
is. Totally agree.
However, I'm going to fucking warn yous, this is rotten. This is
right.
My legs went numb.
No, because stuff
this.
Like this makes me the poo, sick, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could listen to while I was eating my dinner.
See, same
stuff
yeah.
about bones and cracking.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right,
so just honestly, guys, like, oh. Yeah, I was busy in the kitchen making tea whilst my kids were sat at the table colouring and doing homework.
Mm-hmm.
My son got up to go to the toilet, which was in the room next door. The next thing I know, I hear a massive crash followed by crying.
Oh.
I run to the bathroom to see him on the floor with a lot of blood
oh,
everywhere.
No. Oh, no.
The blood was all coming from his mouth and no. I thought he had fallen over and smashed his lip. As I sat on the toilet cuddling him, I spotted a tooth on the floor and then another little tooth next to it. In his enthusiasm to have an offering to put under his pillow, he had decided, and this is what he did. Right. She says later on, right? She's the way it's written. She said later on that for weeks he was going, are these on my teeth? Are the wobbly, mom? Are the wobbly? And they weren't wobbly at all. But she said that later on. But I want to just finish on what actually happened.
Okay.
She said that earlier
right.
on, right?
Oh no! Oh my god!
He had decided to stand on the toilet seat, slip the. So she's from Norway. She's Norwegian, right? And she'd never seen a British pull cord light switch before.
Right.
You know the pull cord
yes.
light switch with the plastic thing on the end?
Yes.
Stand on the toilet seat, slip the British light switch cord in between his two front teeth.
Oh, no. Nah.
And jumped off the
no,
toilet.
No, I didn't! No! No, why?
Isn't that
why?
The worst
why
thing you've
did
ever heard?
You do it. They're not even real.
Isn't that
oh, why?
The worst thing?
That's
so
horrible.
He had a gap
oh,
in his front
poor
teeth.
Little bugger.
And he just put it in and he just jumped off the toilet seat and just funk.
Oh.
I warned yous. Kids are fucking
quid,
lunatics.
Aren't they? Do you know what?
Kids are lunatics.
I'm saying that. I don't even judge them parents or nothing because Robin would do something like that.
Unbelievable,
he
isn't it?
Absolutely would.
Unbelievable.
That's, what? Poor little Bane, man.
After a trip to A&E and an emergency dentist appointment later, he spent a few years without any front teeth, but new ones came back eventually.
There we go.
Good luck on the pregnancy, which I feel is a bit of a dig.
Why do you feel it's a bit of a dig?
Ah, it's just like, good luck, dickheads.
Yeah, you got two of them now, have you? Yeah. So what she's trying to say there, because Robin's got no teeth.
Yeah.
Our next child is going to want to emulate the brother.
No,
and
no,
be like,
no.
He's got no teeth. He'll and then we're going to catch our kid. I'm never getting one of them cords.
We've got one upstairs.
Yeah, it's not near the toilet though. We'll be all right.
I'm never getting one of them cords, but it's not near the toilet.
Horrible that, like.
That's honestly unbelievable, isn't it?
Aren't they stupid?
Kids.
Aye.
Yeah. Maniacs. Absolute maniacs. I took him to the skateboard park today, man. He's got no fear. He knocked his teeth out on his bike. He's got no... He doesn't... It's like it never happened.
No, Robin. Oh, God. He's not scared about nothing.
Not scared of a thing.
No.
Ridiculous. Got it all to come again.
Come on. Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, we've come to the end of this week's podcast, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, it is indeed. Thank you so, so much for listening. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe. And if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. And we will be all up in your ears next week. Genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Love
See you
guys.
Next week.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.